शुभ्नः सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। We'll chant the first few lines of the Laghu Nyasa. That's in the second line of page 119 of the Vedic chanting book. Om Shuddha Sphatika Sankasham Trinetram Panchavakrakam Gangadharam Dashabhujam Sarvabharanabhushitam Nilagrivam Shashankankam नागयज्ञोपवीतिनं व्याघ्रचर्मोत्तरीयञ्च वरेण्यम् अभयप्रदम् वरेण्यम् अभयप्रदम्। हरि ओम्। टुडे वी शल स्टार्ट टु स्टडी ऑफ लघु न्यास। वी इन्वोक भगवान लॉर्ड शिवस ब्लेसिंग्स बिफोर वी स्टार्ट स्टडी ऑफ दिस वेरी एंशियंट वेदिक टेक्स्ट which appears in the Krishna Yajurveda and is an invocation of Lord Shiva in his in three forms, in the Ekarupa Shiva, in the one form of Lord Shiva, in the Vishwarupa as the entire universe, and then Lord Shiva as the formless aspect, the Nirgun Brahman. So that is, and the purpose of chanting this Laghu Nyasa is preparatory to chanting the Rudram and the Chamakam, the Prashnam and the Rudram and the Chamakam. Before that, this Laghu Nyasa is chanted. Now there are two Nyasas, the Laghu Nyasa and the Mahanyasa. Nyasa, the word means to purify. So Laghu Nyasa means the short version of that mantra, and Mahanyasa is the longer version. So here in this book, they have given the Laghu Nyasa or the short version. And the purpose of chanting this is to purify our body and mind before we get ready to chant Rudram. And it is to invoke the destructive power of Lord Shiva to destroy all our negativities and divinize our life and give us good health and all fulfillments, you know, not only worldly, but the highest fulfillment of realization, enlightenment. So that is the main purpose. And during this chanting, there are two nyasas, you know, the Laghu Nyasa has a Karanyasa and Anganyasa. Karanyasa means to purify the hand, and Anganyasa means to purify the entire body and invoke the Devta's grace on the body. So we'll cover that as we come to that aspect of the chanting. So I already explained the meaning of Laghu Nyasa. Nyasa also means to touch lightly. So we touch different parts of our body as we invoke the different Devtas. So we'll start with Om. Om, everybody knows the meaning of Om, which is the infinite reality beyond the waking dream and deep sleep, beyond body, mind, intellect, and the gross, subtle, and causal body. And Atha means now, Atmanagam, Shivatmanagam. So I invoke Lord Shiva now as the Atma, as the self, as my true self, and the true self of all. And Shri Rudra Rupam. So I invoked Shri Rudra. Rudra here means the powerful, the destructive power, but that is a recycling where the old is destroyed to create the new, just as an old building is broken down to make a new building. So this is creative destruction. So that form of Bhagwan Shiva, the Rudra Rupam, Dhyayet. Dhyayet means one should meditate upon that form of Lord Shiva. Now, the actual Laghu Nyasa starts from this Shuddha Sphatika Sankasham. That is the actual beginning of the Laghu Nyasa. Other one is a preparatory. Shuddha means pure. Sphatika, Sphatika means has a couple of meanings. One is Shuddha Sphatika means the white, you know, very, very pure form of Lord Shiva. Sphatika also means crystal. And in Atma Bodh, they chant this, you know, Pancha Koshadi Yogena Tattanmaya Ivasthitaha Shuddhatma Neela Vastradi Yogena Sphatiko Yatha. Sphatika is a pure colorless crystal. And when a crystal is placed next to a blue cloth, it takes on a blue color. When it's put next to a red flower, it takes on a red color. But in fact, nothing actually happens to the crystal. Same way, this Atma, the consciousness, even though it is in contact with the five panchakoshas, panchakoshadi yogena, but the Atma does not take on any of the properties of the panchakoshas. It only appears to, just as a crystal appears to take a blue color. Shuddha Sphatika Sankasham. Sankasham means the mark. It is symbolizes Lord Shiva, who is that Atma, that supreme consciousness, which is unaffected. And Trinetram. Trinetram are the three eyes of Lord Shiva. The left eye represents the sun, the right eye the moon, and the middle eye represents Agni, or the eye of knowledge. And Shiva's eye of knowledge is always open. You and I, in our meditation, in our study, we try to invoke Lord Shiva to open our third eye of knowledge. And Panchavaktrakam. Panchavaktrakam means five faces. So Bhagwan Shiva is said to have five faces, four faces in four directions, and the fifth one looking upward. Or in some temples, the fifth one is looking south, represents Dakshinamurti Bhagwan. So Trinetram Panchavaktrakam. Gangadharam Dashabhujam Sarva Bharana Bhushitam. So Gangadharam, we all know, he carries the Gangaji on his head, and the Gangaji was, when it came down from heaven, from Vishnu Bhagwan's feet, the power was so strong that Lord Shiva had to hold it in his jata and then slowly release it. Gangaji also represents knowledge, that all knowledge flows from Bhagwan. That's why we say Sada Shiva Samarambham Shankaracharya and so on, that the Lord is the source of all knowledge. Dashabhujam. So because he has five faces, then he has to have 10 arms. So 10 arms, again, four arms in the main direction, the cardinal, east, west, north, and south. Other four are the ordinal, that is northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, and then two looking up and down. Two arms up and down. So not looking, but working up and down. So 10 arms. Dashabhujam Sarva Abharana Bhushitam. So he is decorated with all ornaments. And what are his ornaments? Snakes. Snakes are his ornaments. He's decorated with them. And we can talk about snakes right now if you want. But Swami Swarupananji very beautifully in this Tapovan Prasad talks about the significance of snake. Why is snake special to Lord Shiva? So it is said that snake, first of all, people have revulsion. You know, people are afraid of snake or they're worried about snake bite. So Lord Shiva, even whatever is rejected by society, accepts everybody. That's why all these ghosts, goblins, the cremation ground, the bhasma, you know, all that is accepted. So whatever the others don't want, Lord Shiva accepts willingly and makes his ornament. That's why even the bhasma, it will come later, is his decoration, the ashes. Also, snake represents ego, because just as a snake is full of poison, Guruji had said in his commentary, same way you and I are, when we work through the ego is full of poison, of negativities, anger, greed, jealousy, and so on. So Lord Shiva has conquered his ego, because Lord Shiva obviously is beyond ego. And a realized master is also said to have conquered his ego, gone beyond the body, mind, and intellect identification. So that's why it is said he takes the snake as his ornament. Nilagrivam, everybody knows that story when he swallowed the poison during Amrit Manthan, but he held it in his neck. So that means that when negativity comes in our life, we should hold it in the neck, not let it affect our heart or our head, you know, not let the negative things affect our heart and head. Shashank Ankam. Ankam means the mark. So Shashanka means the moon, the crescent moon. And the moon represents time, you know, the facets of the moon, like the crescent moon, new moon, and then the half moon and the full moon. So that represents time. So the Lord is beyond time. Naga Yajna Upavitinam. Upaviti, as I don't know how many of you know, but that is the sacred thread. You know, when the Janeu ceremony is done, the sacred thread is tied. That is called Upaviti. So Bhagwan's Upaviti is Yajna Upaviti. Yajna means when that Yajna is done, the Upaviti. So Bhagwan's Upaviti is Naga. The snake is his sacred thread. Vyagra Charmotariyam cha. Vyagra means the tiger. Charma means the skin. So he wears the skin of the tiger cha. And Bhagwan Shiva is Varenyam Abhaya Pradam. Varenyam means he is very worshipful. He is very easy to worship. That's why they call him Ashutosh, because he is easily pleased. So for Shiva Bhaktas, it is easier than for Vishnu Bhaktas. That's just, they are all one, but that is how the story goes. But anyway, he is very worshipful. Also in Ganpati, also we say Gananam, we use a similar term. So Varenyam, he is worshipful. Abhaya Pradam. Abhaya Pradam means he grants us fearlessness. How can I get fearless? I can only get fearless when there is no other. See, that's why they say fear comes from the other. If there is somebody else, then I'm afraid of that person or that situation or that object. But if I am one, if there is one alone, Advaita is gives Abhayam. So what Lord Shiva does teaches us the Advaitam, that there is non-dual, there is one alone. So there is no one to be afraid of. Then Kamandal Vaksha Sutranam Dharinam Shula Paninam. So Kamandala and Aksha Sutranam. Sutranam, Kamandalu means, and Aksha means Rudraksha. Sutra means mala. So the Lord Shiva carries the Kamandalu. Kamandalu is that water pot which sannyasis carry, and Rudraksha Mala. So here Bhagwan Shiva is glorifying the path of sannyas, the sannyas, parampara, that he is glorifying, that he is taking the objects that a sannyasi carries, Kamandalu and Rudraksha Mala, Sutranam. So the Sutranam Dharinam. Dharinam means he carries Kamandalu and he carries the Rudraksha Mala. And Shula Paninam. Shula means Trishula. Paninam means in his hand. Pani means hand. So in his hand, he carries, in the one hand, he carries Kamandalu and Rudraksha Mala. In the other one, the Trishula. The Trishula, the three, represents that which is beyond the three. What are the three? The gross, subtle, and causal bodies are three. Waking, dream, and deep sleep are three. Past, present, and future are three. So Lord Shiva is beyond all these gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. So he is beyond all of these. That is represented by his Trishula. Jvalantam pingala jata shikham udyota dharinam. So jvalantam pingala jata, his hair, his matted hair is jvalantam, is brilliant, shiny. And it pingala, it is a yellow color, yellowish brown color, shining color of his jata. Shikham udyota dharinam, in his shikha, in the tuft of his hair. Udyota means brilliance, the light, shining, dharinam. So he's carrying his jata, which are brilliant, shining. Amriten aplutam. Aplutam means he is overflowing with immortality, with the nectar of.
I forgot.
Vrishaskandha samarudam. So Vrishaskandha, Vrisha means the bull. Skandha means the shoulders of the bull. So he rides on the bull. And Sama Arudham. Arudham means riding. Samha means properly, firmly riding upon the bull. Uma De Ardha Dharinam. So as we know, they have a form of Ardha Narishwar, where Lord Shiva and Uma Parvati are shown half and half, half male and half female. So that represents that both male and female are equal aspects of that one creation. So that is, so Uma Parvati and Lord Shiva are not two, but they are one. Uma De Ardha, Ardha means half, Dharinam. So half a body is male, half is female. And Amriten, by Amrit, it is third case, by Amrita Aplutam. Aplutam means overflowing with the nectar of immortality. So which means that that's why we say, Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarokam Eva Bandhanan Mrityor Mokshiyam Amrita. Free me from that mortal body. So here, chanting this mantra will give us immortality, which means make us realize our true immortal nature. And Shantam, he's very peaceful. That's why remembering Lord Shiva or chanting his name makes our mind very peaceful. And Divya Bhoga Samanvitam. Samanvitam means endowed with the Divya Bhogas, all the whatever glories, whatever the best things you want in life, Lord Shiva will grant those to us. Divya Bhoga Samanvitam, endowed with. Dig Devata Samayuktam Sura Sura Namaskritam. So Dig Devata means the, yes, the directions, the Lord, the gods of all the, you know, 10 directions, again, the 4, 8, and then up and down. Samayukta means they are all surrounding him. So now from Ek, the first part we did was Ek Roop, the one form of Lord Shiva. Now we see his Vishwaroop, where the whole world is Lord Shiva alone. So here it starts, Dig Devata Samayuktam. He's surrounded by all the devatas, all the directions, which means he pervades all the 10 directions. And Samayuktam means surrounded. Sura Asura Namaskritam. So he is bowed down to by suras, by devatas, and by asuras, by the demons. They all bow down to Lord Shiva. And then Nityam means eternal. That is beyond time. That means, you know, people always ask, when was the first creation? You know, when did God first? God, of course, we know is timeless, because when you say when, that means you are saying God is in time or creation is in time. So they say, no, time appeared in creation. So God was there before time, and then creation is also timeless because it is cyclical. Creation is cyclical. Like if you have a circle, where is the beginning, the middle, and the end of the circle? There is none. So similarly, creation is cyclical, Satyug, you know, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, Kal Yug, and then again Satyug. So when did it start? It is Anadi. So they say, when did the first creation? There was no when. When was in creation? So that's a wrong question. So that's why he says he is Nityam and Shashvatam, eternal, Shuddham, pure, uncontaminated by, just as our mind is contaminated by vasanas, but when we remember Lord Shiva, it purifies our mind. Mm-hmm. And Shuddham, and then Dhruvam. Dhruvam means immovable. You know, it is firmly established in his knowledge. Same way we should be like that. And Shiva is Aksharam, indestructible. And avyayam means immutable. There is no change. See, you and I go through various change, you know, shad vikaras, birth, growth, and so on. But the Lord does not go through any changes. And now we see the Vishwarupa Sarva Vyapinam. He is all pervading. Not only this, but all the universes, all the Koti Brahmandas and everything, and even beyond. He goes beyond. That's why even in Vishnu Sastra Nam, we say, no, Tripad Urdhva Udayat Purusha Pado Eha Abhavatpuna. Only a quarter of that Purusha became all these universes. But he is three quarters beyond. So that's why he is beyond that. Ishanam Isha means, that is Lord Shiva, which is Sarva Vyapinam Rudram. We already talked about Rudram. Vai means indeed, for certainly, for sure, he is Vishwarupa Rupinam. So Vishwarupa means everything is Lord Shiva. Animals, birds, plants, fish, humans, whatever I see, inert and sentient objects. Everything is Lord Shiva alone. And evam dhyatva, and meditating in this way, evam in this way, dhyatva, dvija. Dvija means the twice born. So what is the meaning of dvija, twice born? One is we are born from the mother's womb, but the second birth happens when an individual goes beyond ego. The second birth, come out of ego. So if we want to come out of ego, we call dvija. Dvija they use for Brahmins, but only means the person who has gone beyond ego. So evam dhyatva dvija samyak. Samyak means very clearly. Tataha, then yajanam arabe. He should begin the yajnas. Begin his yajna. And also all his study should be begun by remembering Lord Shiva. Now the next three lines, they are not part of Laghu Nyasa. Very quickly, I'll just go over it. That is just to, before you do the puja of Lord Shiva, this is for the 16 steps puja. Athato means now, Rudra Snana Archana Abhisheka Vidhim. So how should I do Rudra Snana and Archana and Abhishek, that Vidhi, Vyakhya Syamaha. So here they said they will tell us how to do Lord Shiva's Archana, Abhishekam. Adita means early morning, before the sunrise. Adit. Eva Tirthe Snatva. Tirtha is a very beautiful, it's water which is mixed with tulsi and sandal. So it gets the fragrance of tulsi and sandal. So with that water, one should take a bath and become fragrant. Udetya means having got up. Shuchi Prayataha means having purified, you know, like we do that Om Govindaya Swaha, you know, when we take that three times sip water, so that purifies us. Prayato, having done that. Brahmachari. Brahmachari here means the seeker of Brahman, who wants to reach Brahman. Shuklavasa. Shuklavasa means the the Shukla Paksha of the moon, where the waxing moon means in the clear fortnight, or in the bright fortnight, or in the bright part of the day. That also is called Shukla Vasa. Deva Abhimukha Sthitva, having faced the Bhagavan. Abhimukha means having faced Bhagavan. Atmani Devata Sthapayet means in the self, you bring Bhagavan Shiva. And sthapayet means it should be done. That's vidhiling. So the Lord should be established in the heart before you start puja. It should not be done mechanically, you know, Om Rudraya Swaha, you know, all that. But it should be done with attention. Now what he's doing is, Prajanane Brahma Tishthatu Padayor Vishnu Tishthatu, and so on. So the one who is chanting this is inviting the different devtas to stay in different parts of his body, so that every part of my body should be divinized. So prajanane means in the seed, in my creative organs. Brahma tishthatu, Brahmaji may reside in that. Padayor Vishnuhu tishthatu, in my feet Vishnu, because Vishnu Bhagavan is said to be the Lord of the feet. Hastayor Haras Tishthatu, in my hand, may Lord Shiva reside. Hara means the one that takes away all my negativity. So mm-hmm. when you chant that, you touch each part like your feet, your hands, and so on. Bahavo means in the arms, in the shoulders. Indra represents Bala. Mm-hmm. So may he reside in my arms. Jatare Agni Stishthatu, in my stomach, may reside the Agni, the digestive fire, which digests all the food, which we call Vaishvanara Bhagavan in the 15th chapter calls that. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, and so on. Jathare Agni Stishthatu, Hridaye Shiva Stishthatu, in my heart may Shiva reside. So Stishthatu means may it happen. Kante Vasava Stishthatu, in my throat. Vasavas, we had just talked in Vasus in the Aditya Hridayam. They are the demigods who are the gods of the nakshatras and all the elements. So may they reside. They are very, very pious, you know. So may that piety reside in my throat. And Vaktre Saraswati Tishtatu means what I speak from my mouth, may it be correct. May it be the truth. Saraswati Tishtatu. Nasika yor vayu stishthatu, in my nose may vayu devta reside. In my nayanayosh chandra ditya utishthetam, in my eyes the sun and the moon may they reside. Karna yor ashvina utishthetam, in my ears the two ashvini kumaras, you know, who are the divine physicians of heaven, may they reside. Lalate Rudras Tishthantu. Lalate means in my forehead, there are 11 Rudras. The glory of the 11 Rudras is mentioned in the actual Sri Rudram. We won't go over that here. But may the 11 Rudras reside in my forehead. Murdhanya means in the front of the part of my head. Aditya. Aditya means the sons of Aditi. That is Surya Bhagavan and Vaman Avatar and so on. May they reside in the front of my head and in the top of my head, Shirasi Mahadeva Tishthatu. May Mahadeva reside in the top of my head. Shikhayam Vamadeva Tishthatu. Shikha means the tuft of the hair, the top, the jata, the top of my hair. May Vamadeva, that is another name of Lord Shiva. And Prishthe, in the back of my head. Pinaki Tishthatu. Pinaki is another name of Lord Shiva. And Purata, and in the front of my forehead, Shuli Tishthatu. Shuli is another. So that means may Shiva reside in all parts of my head, including the front. And Parshvayo, and in the two sides, Shiva Shankarau. Shiva means Parvati and Shankara. So may Parvati and Lord Shankara, Shiva, Shankara means Shamkaroti, that creates happiness, is Shamkara. And Shiva means auspicious. So Shiva, but here Shiva means Lord Parvati. So Lord Parvati and Shankara may reside on my two sides. Sarvato Vayu Stishthatu, in my whole body may air reside. And the ancients already knew that it is the air we breathe, which then as oxygen disperses through the entire body and nourishes the entire body. So that's what they said. They knew that Vayu is in the whole body. And Tata, then after that, Bahi and Sarvataha, outside and inside within me, Agni Jwalamala. Jwalamala means the brilliant fire god. So here they are not invoking the air or the Agni or the Vayu or the Jala, but the god. Agni Devta, Vayu Devta, you know, Varun Devta, the lords of these or the power of these different elements. So here, Sarvata Agni Jwala Parivritta. Parivritta means surrounding me from all sides. The fire may stay inside and outside. Parivritta Tishthatu. Sarveshu Angeshu Sarva Devata. Yathasthanam tishthantu. So sarveshu angeshu means in all parts of my body, sarva devata, all the devatas, as he has already invoked. Yathasthanam means in the right place. Yes. tishtantu. May they stay in the right place, like may Vishnu Bhagwan nourish my feet, may Shiva my hands, and so on. So different devatas, may they nourish different parts of my body. So they are inviting all the devatas, and magam rakshantu, and may they protect me. So that is what this, so this prayer is. Now this next one is to invoke the Lord Shiva as Brahman, as the Supreme Consciousness. And it is kind of repeated. So I'll just go over the first part, and then after that, we'll just go over the repeat very quickly. So Agnihi me vachi shritaha. Agnir me means Agnihi. May Agni be in my speech. Vachi means speech. Because to speak, you need fire, you need Agni. And that's why they say, you know, fiery speech. So speak, and that's why when speakers speak, they get warmer. It always happens. Swamiji, Ishwaranandji always increases the air conditioning because the speech gives you heat. So Agnir me vachi shritaha. May Agni be in my speech. And very speech, vak hridaye, in my heart. Heart does not mean pumping heart. Heart here means the core of my personality where all the good values reside. So my speech, may it be in my heart. And vak hridaye, hridaya mayi, and the hridaya is in me. And who am I? Aham amrite, I am immortal. I am not this mortal body, I am that immortal self. And amritam brahmani, and I am that one Brahman, which is all pervading consciousness, that who I am. And then the next one, vayur me prane shritaha, may the vayu, the vayu devta, be in my pranas. And again, prana hridaye, pranas are in my heart, heart is in me, I am amrita, I am immortal, amritam brahmani. Then suryo me chakshushi shritaha, chakshur hridaye, hridayam mayi, aham amrite, amritam brahmani. So same way, may the Surya Bhagwan be in my eyes, and eyes be in my hridaya, and I am immortal, so on. Then Chandrama me manasi shritaha. The Chandrama, moon, is connected with the mind. So may my mind be divinized with the presence of the moon, and then the mind is again in the hridaya, and so on. Then disho me shrotre shritaha. So all the directions, the gods of the directions, may they be in my ears. Yeah. Then shrotragam hridaye hridaya mayi aham amrite amritam brahmani. So same way, the eyes are in hridaya, and so on. Okay. Apo me retasi shritaha. May the Varun Devta, the lord of water, be in my retaha, in my reproductive excretory organs. And then those are again reto hridaye hridaya mayi, and so on. Then prithvi me sharire shritaha. So may Mother Earth nourish my body, because my body is predominantly made of earth. The earth element, that is the main, that is, you know, in that panchikrit, 4 out of 5 is earth. So that is, my body, may it be nourished by Mother Earth. And then my sharira again is in hridaye, hridaya mayi, and so on. Then oshadhi vanaspatayo. Oshadhi vanaspatayo. Oshadhi means herbs. Vanaspati means all the plants, trees. So herbs, trees, and plants. May lomasu shritaha. Lomas, loma means hair. So may all the oshadhi vanaspati be in my hair. And then lomani hridaye, and the hair are in my heart, and hridaya mayi, and so on. Then Indro me bale shritaha. The Lord Indra, may it be in my power, in my bala, when I have strength. That's why Indra is said to be the Lord of arms, of shoulder, that signifies strength. So Indro me bale shritaha. Balagam hridaye. Again, this power is in my heart. Heart is in me, I am Amrita. Parjanya. Parjanya means lightning. So So the power of lightning may be in my head. Again, that means I may have clear knowledge, clear understanding, bright understanding. Mm-hmm. Parjanya me murdhani. Murdhani means the front of the head. Murdha hridaye hridayamai amritam brahmani. Then Ishano me manyau shritaha. Isha is another name of Lord Shiva. And may Lord Shiva reside in my mind. Again means may my mind be full of all good qualities, compassion, because Lord Shiva is said to be very compassionate, very auspicious. So may my mind be full of auspiciousness, compassion, all good qualities. And may the mind be always established in the self. May my mind not run here and there as in meditation, but even at all times be connected with the immortal Brahman that is within me. Manyur Hridaye. And then Atma Ma Atmani Shritaha. What do they mean by Atma in Atma? So the first word Atma represents, some people call it gross body. Some people say Atma means mind. Some people say Atma means ego. So all three are same. All three are perishable. So gross body, mind and ego, may it reside in my true self, in my Atma, my true self, which is me and which is Amrita, which is immortal. That is me. And that is Atma Ma Atmani Shritaha. And then Punarma Atma Punarayu Raga Atha. So what it means is, may all the pranas also reside in my Atma. And then Punav Pranav Punarakuta Maga Atha. Means all my pranas, which have gone up to the ultimate, you know, have gone there, may they come back to my body. That means may my mind always reside in ultimate and come back to my body. And my pranas also, they go up to the ultimate and they come back. And Vaishvanaraha Rashmi Bihi. Vaishvanara is the inner digestive fire. Rashmi Bihi means by its rays. Vridhanaha, may it give me strength, may it increase my strength. So that is Vridhana. Vridha means to increase. Antastishtatva mritasya gopaha. Antastishtatva amritasya gopaha. Amrita is a name used for gods, you know, like Indra, Varuna, and so on, are called Amrita, immortal. How are they immortal? Compared to us, they are immortal because we live 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years at the most. But they live for billions of years throughout the whole creation. But then when the creation ends, they also merge back into that infinite reality. So they are relatively immortal compared to us. They are relatively immortal. And Gopaha, may they protect me. Antastishtatva. So these devas are not only outside, but they are also within me. That's why we have said, you know, we all these devtas may stay within us. And amritasya gopaha. Gopaha means may they protect us. Now every mantra.
Gopaha means not.
Gopaha means protect.
Not the sense organs.
No, gopaha means to protect. Gopaha. No, that is devaha is the sense organs. Yeah, no, this is Gopa. At least the translation says Gopaha means protect. Now, in any mantra, there are different parts, like who is the rishi to whom it was revealed, what is the meaning of the mantra and all. So, asya of this Shri Rudra Dhyaya. So, the chanting of this mantra, which is Prashnam, you know, the Rudra Prashna, Mahamantra, it is the great mantra, asya, of this. Who is the rishi? Aghor rishihi, Aghora. So Aghora rishi was the one to whom this mantra was revealed in his meditation. So it is a shruti. It is not, he did not compose it. It was revealed to him in his meditation. Then every mantra has a chanda. Chanda means how it is chanted. So it is Anushtup. Chanda means eight parts. Bhagavad Gita is also, most of the Bhagavad Gita is chanted in the Anushtup Chanda. So it should be chanted in the Anushtup Chanda. Sankarshana Murti Swarupo Yo sa Aditya. Shankarshana means Lord Shiva, who is the creator and who creates and expands this universe. So the one who creates and expands this universe is called Shankarshana. That is another form of Lord Shiva. Shankarshana Murti Swarupo means it should be of the form of Shankarshana. Here the Lord Shiva is not only the destroyer, but he is the creator and the expander, because the universe is it always expanding. So Shankarshana Murti Swarupo, he is of the nature of Shankarshana Murti. And that is the Aditya. Aditya is the light or the illumining consciousness, which is Surya Bhagwan also. So that is the Deva of this Rudra Mantra. Parama Purusha Sa Esha Rudro Devata. And Rudra is the Devata, who is the Parama Purusha, the Supreme Being, Sa Esha Rudro Devata. And then Bijam is the seed from which this mantra emerges. So Nama Shivaya, that's why we chant Om Nama Shivaya. So Nama Shivaya is the Bijam, is the seed from which this mantra emerges. And Shivatara, that is the feminine aspect, Iti Shaktihi, the feminine aspect is its Shakti. That is Parvati Ji, is the Shakti of this mantra. And Mahadeva Iti Kilakam is the key. You know, there is a key needed to unlock this mantra. So Mahadeva is the key to, Kilakam means the key to unlock this mantra. And why am I chanting this mantra? So it says, Shri Sambha Sada Shiva Prasada Siddhyarthe Jape Vini Yogaha. So Shri, of course, the Shri means the supreme, the blessed one, who is Sa Amba Sadashiva. Sa Amba means with Amba, with Mother Amba, and Sadashiva. Sadashiva means the eternal Shiva. Now Shiva has different names. So when you use the word Shiva, that represents the total consciousness. Then when this Lord Shiva functions through space and time, he becomes Ishvara. Then when he functions through air, he becomes Sadashiva. Mm-hmm. You know, so for space and time, then air. Then when he functions through fire, he becomes Rudra. Mm-hmm. Then when he functions through water, he becomes Vishnu, the all-pervading. Mm-hmm. And then when Lord Shiva functions through all five elements, including earth, he becomes Brahmaji. So these are the five aspects. First is the formless, then space, air, fire, water, earth. So the five different aspects of Lord Shiva are given. So here he is Sadashiva, Prasada Siddhyarthe Jape Vini Yoga. So to get the prasad means the grace and blessings of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva, Sadashiva, Siddhyarthe. Siddhyarthe means to get that Siddhi. Jape, one should chant, Vini Yoga. Yoga means combined. Vi means Visheshena and Ni means Nishchayena. So completely our mind should be attached to Bhagwan when we are chanting. Our mind should not wander. When we're chanting, doing puja, even while working in the world, our mind should be attached to Lord. So Vini Yoga means completely attached to Bhagwan. Now starts this Karanyasa and Anganyasa. Remember, I had said that you lightly touch different parts of your body to invoke Bhagwan's grace. So first we'll do the hand, the five fingers. So Om Agni Hotratmane Angushtabhyam Namah. So you take the index finger and rub it lightly on the thumb. That means Angushtabhyam on this. So the two tabhyam means two, we have two thumbs. So Agnihotra is the ritual which we had also talked in, I think, in Aditya Hridaya. Agnihotras are the morning fire ritual, which is done to purify the atmosphere and to purify the mind and gives strength to the seeker to pursue the truth. So Agnihotratmane, so this Agnihotra, this ritual which is done morning and evening, I invoke that in my hum. Then Darshapurna Masatmane Tarjanibhyam. Tarjani means the index fingers. So in the my index finger, I invite the moon, which is Darshapurna. Darsha means when the moon is just seen, crescent moon, and Purna means the complete moon. So means all the aspects of the moon, moon devta, I and Masa, and that represents a month, you know, when the moon goes from dark moon to full moon and back. So that moon, Atmane, that the self of that moon, Tarjani Bhyam Namaha, may I invoke it in the Tarjani. So taking the thumb, you move it up to the finger. Then Chatur Masi, that's correct, Masyatma. Right? Chatur Masyatmane Madhyama Bhyam. Madhyama means the middle finger, Madhyama. And Chatur Mas is the auspicious period of the month. See, between June and November, there are 4 months, July, August, September, October. That is called Chatur Mas. That is said to be the auspicious time for doing, you know, all activities. So may I invoke those auspicious months in my middle finger. Then Nirudha Pashu Bandhatmane Anamika Abhyam. This, the ring finger is called Anamika, which nameless. And Nirudha Pashu Bandhatmane. Pashu here does not mean animal. Pashu means the individual.
Sarvakrita.
No, that is later.
Nirudha Pashu
Bandhatmane. Pashu means the individual. Bandha means the bondage. So we all suffer various bondages. So Nirudha means may all my bondages be destroyed by the self, the Lord. And that the one who destroys bondages, I invoke in my Anamika, in my ring finger. And Jyotishto Matmane, and the Jyotishta. Jyotishta means again brilliant, bright light, the ultimate purity it represents. So the Atmane, the Atma of that ultimate purity, may it stay in my little finger. So you move your thumb up like that to the little Kanishtikam, that is called Kanishtikam. Yeah. And Sarva Kritvatmane means, Sarva Kritva means all activities. Karatala Kara. So what we do is you put your hands on one hand like that. One hand like that, and then you go to the back, and then you do that. That means the front and back. Karatala, Karaprishtha. So Karatala means the front of the hand. Karaprishtha means the back of the hand. Prishta Bhyam. Again, Bhyam means because I have two hands. Namaha. So all my activities may be auspicious. And then again, Agnihotratmane Hridayaya Namaha. So you put your hand on your heart. May the Agnihotra fire bless my heart. Darshapurna Masatmane Shirase Swaha. Darshapurna, may the moon, which is new moon and the full moon, bless my head. And Chatur Masyatmane, may the 4 months, Shikhayai Vashata, the top of the head, may they bless us. Nirudha Pashu Bandhatmane, again, the one that destroys my ego, that power. Kavachaya hum. Kavachaya means you put your two hands on your shoulders, make a kavach. Kavacha means a protective shield. So may it protect me. Jyotishto Matmane. Jyotishta, again, this I said the ultimate purity, the ultimate light. Netra Traya, may it protect my three eyes. The left eye, sun, the right eye, the moon, the middle eye representing Agni or the eye of knowledge. Vaushata means Jyotishto Matmane Netratrayaya Vaushata. It may it protect my three eyes. So you put your hands on three eyes. Sarva Kritvatmane, then you rotate your hand above your head and snap your fingers. Sarva Kritvatmane means may all my activities be protected. Astraya. Astraya means by the weapon of knowledge, may none of the dangers befall me. Astraya phata. Bhur bhuva swaro miti digbandha. And bhur bhuva to bhur bhuva swaha. You know, we chant the Gayatri mantra. Bhu means earth, bhuva means space, and bhur bhuva swaha. Swaha means the heaven. Okay. So earth, space, and heavens, and the digbandha and the lord of all the directions, may it protect me. So we'll end here. We have about 10 minutes. If anybody has any questions or comments, then next week, actually next 2 weeks, there won't be a Tuesday class because of Ramayan chanting and because of Swamiji's lecture. So we'll meet in 3 weeks.
And that Swamiji time, will meet.
Yeah, with Swamiji at lunchtime, we'll try to, we'll do some informal satsang, you know, either at the mission or wherever.
Yeah, we'll be doing
it. So we'll do at the mission, all of them. Yeah, so we'll do them at the mission. So please join us for lunch and satsang, informal satsang with Swamiji. It will be done every day, Monday to Friday. Not this week, but April 3 to April 7. So we'll meet in 3 weeks for this Tuesday class. And that time I'll do Dhyanam and Ganpati Gananam and the Shanti part. We'll do that. Shanchame, Mayaschame, we'll do that. So we have about 8 or 9 minutes. Anybody has any questions, comments? Anybody would like to add anything to this?
I could not get Trishul, Tri Guna, rest of it, I won't write. And secondly, secondly, Shiva's space, time, air, and you said 5 things I couldn't do.
Okay, I'll tell them again. Trishula means the three, you know, the Trishula that Lord Shiva carries.
Yes.
That is beyond the three. The three is a gross, subtle, and causal body.
Or it could be.
And then Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, the three gunas, and the three states, waking, dream, and deep sleep. Also past, present, and future, like that. Also, it is beyond all three.
Thank you.
And then the Shiva's 5 rupas, the first one is Shiva as the all-pervading consciousness, Brahman. Then second,
you started with space and time.
No, before space and time is Shiva, which is the all-pervading consciousness. Okay. Then with space and time, he becomes Ishvara. And then when air comes, then it becomes Sadashiva. Then when it functions through fire, he becomes Rudra. Then functioning through water becomes Lord Vishnu. And then functioning through all 5, including earth, he becomes Creator Brahmaji. So these are the 5 aspects. 6 actually, Shiva, then Ishvara, then Sadashiva, then Rudra, then Vishnu, and then Brahmaji. 5, 6. Sujata, you unmuted. Did you have some?
Yeah. I was reading somewhere Lagunyasa is done before Rudra because it's easier to understand Shiva in the form. So when you think of the forms, it makes it easier to understand the all like a pure form. You know, Brahman form is difficult. So that's what somewhere was written. But my question.
That's correct. You're right. Absolutely. Yeah.
My question was about the 5 finger. I have read, but can you kind of repeat that?
So Agni Hotratmane is the thumb.
Right.
Dakshapurnamasatmane is the index finger. Then Chaturmasyatmane is Madhyama, middle finger. Then Nirudha Pashubandhatmane is Anamika. And Jyotish Tomatmane is the Kanishtika Amdhyamnama. So like these 5 are mentioned in the Lagunyasa.
Yeah.
So each one represents the thumb, the index, like that.
Yeah.
And then you touch each one, you start from the bottom and go to the top, and lightly, that means you are invoking that particular god, that particular deity in that particular finger. So it is called Karanyasa. Kara means hand. And then Anga Nyasa means you touch different parts of your body. Om Agni Hotratmane Hridayaye Namaha, and so on. Masatme Shirase Swaha, like that. So you touch each part of the head. And
thank
the
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Ambika, you have a question?
How important is it to know the meaning when you chant? I mean, we've been chanting for so many years.
Yeah.
We didn't know much of the meaning. Right. So
it is always better to know the meaning.
Okay.
Actually, chanting itself has a lot of benefit. You know, it purifies the mind.
Chanting without the meaning is better than not chanting at all, right? So
right.
That I understand. So, you know, we've been chanting for so many years, and right. I'm sure it's good for you, but right. I guess it's equally important to know the meaning, right?
Right. So I actually found one place on the internet. I'll post it on the WhatsApp. When I have a chance. Yeah, so, you know, that's with Agne Bhyo Granthina Shrestha Granthi Bhyo Dharino Varaha Dharinyo Bhyo Jnanina Shrestha Jnani Bhyo Vyavasayina. So he says, better than the ignorant is the one who knows the meaning. Better than the ignorant is the one who knows the mantra. Better than the one who knows, the one who understands. And then better than understand is one who memorizes. And better than memorizes is one who puts into practice. So there are four aspects. First, you don't know, then you know it, then you know the meaning, then you memorize, and then you put into practice. You can put into practice without memorizing also, but memorizing is better, because even if you can memorize a few mantras or a few shlokas, or Bhagavad Gita, it fills your mind with those ideas. So it's always, memorization is always good. Also will delay Alzheimer's.
And memorization also, you know the meaning, it's easy to memorize.
Yeah, to know the meaning, it's easier to memorize. Right.
But somebody else was saying.
But it delays, it definitely delays dementia. So memorizing Sanskrit shlokas is very, no, that is definitely, yeah. Thank you for that question. Deepika, you have a question?
Yeah. You were talking about the sun and the moon. You said the left was the
sun.
Moon.
No,
left was the
sun
and right was
right
the moon. But when we are doing yoga, it says the right side of the nostril or the right side represents heat and the left side is the moon. So is it different for us? For the Lord himself?
No, I think different yogic interpretation. Right side they say is knowledge and left side is heart. But sometimes they say that the left side, controls the right side, and the right side in the brain also, the right side of the brain controls the left. So
yeah.
That's how you can look at it that way, that the sun controls knowledge. So the left side controls knowledge, which is on the right side. You know, the Pingala and the Ida.
Ida and the Pingala.
The Pingala is the knowledge on the right side. Ida is the heart on the left side. But the sun on the left controls the right side. And the moon on the right controls the left side. So that's why it is opposite. That's my understanding, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Pingala is on the right side, knowledge, and the Ida is on the left.
On the left, okay.
Right. But the sun is left eye and the moon is the right eye.
Okay.
And the Agni is in the middle.
The middle. Okay. Thank you, Anil.
Thank you. Yeah, Kerry. You can unmute.
We can hear you.
I might have missed it, but I remember something about like the right side was Shiva and the left side was Sita.
Yeah, that is on both sides, Samba Sada Shiva. But they don't specify. No, it's Parvati and Lord Shiva. Amba. So Amba is the
Amba
mother is Parvati and Shiva. But they don't specify which side. But generally, when you look at Lord Shiva is on the right side and Parvati is on the left side. When they do Ardhanarishvara, when you look at him,
look at the picture
of Ardhanarishvara, Shiva is on the right and Mother Parvati is on the left. So we can end here. If we have more questions next week or when we meet in 3 weeks, the class will be a little shorter. So then we can address more questions because I'll only have Dhyanam. Dhyanam is very nice because it talks about
Dhyanam
all and three Gananam, and then I'll do the Shanti part. Shanchame Mayashchame. I will cover that also. Each one represents something different. So we'll do the closing.
We have class next Tuesday.
No, next Tuesday there won't be a class because there is Ramayan Parayan going on at the mission, but that won't be on Zoom. But in
4 hours a day.
But yeah, that'll be 4 hours. But when Swamiji's classes are going on in the evening, we'll do them on Zoom from 7 to 8.
Okay, thank you.
3 to 7. Yeah, April 3. Uh-huh. We'll post the flyer on the WhatsApp also.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namah Harihi Om. Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hari Om.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Anand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, I am learning.
Gary must have enjoyed it.
Yeah.